Day 202. Hang Mordecai, Esther 5, 9 through 6, 11. Haman went home boasting to his wife, Zeresh, of all his honors. Even Queen Esther let only me dine with the king. Then Haman became sour. But all this does me no good. Mordecai refused to bow down to me. Zeresh suggested, "Hey, Mordecai, then you can eat with the king and be happy." Haman liked this idea and ordered a tall gallows to be built. Mordecai would hang tomorrow. That night, King Ahasuerus couldn't sleep, so he read the history of his empire. There he learned that Mordecai had saved his life. "Ooh, I wonder how I can honor this man," he thought. "What's the best way for me to honor this man, Haman?" Haman thought the king wanted to honor him. "Ooh, give him your royal robes and your horse. Send a nobleman with him as he rides through the city. That man should shout, 'This is the man the king honors.'" So the king said, "Quickly, do this for Mordecai the Jew," ordered the king. So Haman was the nobleman who shouted in Shushan, "Mordecai is the man the king honors." Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did the king want to honor Mordecai? And Haman didn't hang Mordecai. What did he do for him? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.